9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. And MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 1st of June. It is 7:24, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by David Traylor, Zoo Outreach Coordinator Kelly Prail, to talk about the Zoo's World Oceans Day stroll that is coming up. Kelly, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Outstanding. Thanks for joining us here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, let's talk about the stroll, because I think a lot of people would say, hey, we're in the middle of the country. There's, well, no oceans anywhere near us, so why is the David Traylor Zoo participating in the World Oceans Day stroll?
Well, I hear that a lot, actually, and we do, in fact, impact from this far of a distance from the ocean. We do impact the ocean by what we do around our river systems, because all rivers eventually lead into the ocean. You know, we have our river is a tributary to another river. The Kansas, for example, runs into the Missouri, and then the Missouri, another example, runs into the larger Mississippi, and of course the Mississippi, we all know, runs to the ocean. So we start here in our local area, in our local community, to try and care for those waters, because they will eventually impact the ocean over time.
Okay, so what is going to be taking place? First off, when is the stroll, and what is going to be taking place during the stroll?
The World Oceans Day stroll is next Wednesday, June 7. We're doing it from 5:30 to 7 in the evening. The actual day of celebration is June 8. That's the marked day on the calendar. However, we decided to do June 7 since our summer hours have gone into play. We can accommodate an evening event. The zoo will be open on Sundays and Wednesdays this summer until 8 o'clock in the evening. So we just thought it would be a good time to kind of market that, get that out to the public that we are open in the evenings on those days, as well as celebrating.
So the stroll will be at the zoo then, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The zoo offers a good place where you could just kind of, again, the word stroll, you know, we put that in there because you do. You just kind of stroll through the zoo, and we're going to have different tables set up with information, people from ESU doing some of their professional studies, you know, with the studies that they've had through different water. Watersheds is one of the model projects that'll be done there. We've got some recycled art that'll be there. We do have some just fun things for the kids. There's a crown for them to color. Mallory Burton from the Lyon County Conservation Group. She's going to be there with a project called The Incredible Journey. And again, I think it kind of ties, I'm not sure about the actual project, but I do believe it ties those river systems and how it makes that journey to the ocean. We do have the ESU Art Department that's bringing some recycled art projects. The Fire Department, we're excited to have them come and join us. They're going to have a little fun with the kids out on Zoo Road. So lots is going on.
Indeed. Is this the first year that the zoo has had an Oceans Day stroll, from to your knowledge?
Well, this is kind of we've celebrated World Oceans Day before. However, we've kind of tied it in with our stroll and show. The stroll and show has generally been putting a movie. We project a movie up on the side of our building, the Zoo Education Building. Well, as y'all know, the Zoo Education Building it's under construction. It's being renovated. And so we no longer have a wall. We don't currently have a wall.
That makes it a problem, yeah.
Those walls are coming back soon. But in the meantime, we had to kind of change things up and do things a little different. So we're just taking another opportunity for people to come in and visit the zoo. Of course, the horticultural group there has put together some beautiful floral arrangements in the area. It's just a beautiful place to be, so why not share it with everybody?
Yeah, the horticulture department that handles things at the zoo, they do phenomenal work. It really it always looks just great. How do they do that? We ask often.
Right.
I can't copy that and bring that home for some reason. And Chuck was asking if we've ever had, a Zoo World Oceans Day stroll before. And I'm going to say, if you have, I've missed it because I don't recall that ever happening before.
No, we haven't had the stroll before. Like I said, it's just something different that we've kind of put together this year in lieu of being able to do our stroll and show. But the World Oceans Day is always something that we try and recognize. I don't know. We may have posted up something in the past. It's just another opportunity to share about conservation and the important things that are going to help to sustain our world. So we like to try and take part in those type of things.
Well, again, Kelly, give us the World Ocean Day stroll date and time.
Next Wednesday starts at 5:30 and will go to 7.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Kelly, thanks so much for joining us here today. Please keep us posted on what you have this summer, even, kind of in and amongst the construction that you got going on right now.
We certainly will. We've got an open house coming up June 25, and that allows people to come in and kind of get a back behind-the-scenes look. So keep that in mind, and we'll also report to you about Zoo Camp coming up in July. It runs the week of July 10th through the 14th, so we still have a few spots left.
It'll be here before you know it. Kelly, thanks.
Thanks, Kelly.
Yep, thank you.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great day. Yeah, that's David Traylor, Zoo Outreach Coordinator. Kelly Prale previewing the zoo's World Oceans Day stroll next week.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker spots, we have several open here this morning. They may